This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We have phone lines open if you would like to call in with anything on your mind. Feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon and write down this troll-free number. It's 800-313-9443. I got this blogger all up on the website with all sorts of cool things. It's the video picks of the day. Today's video picks include the Grope Report, that story we told you about the Oklahoma City statue that has Baphomet on it. There's a guy named Mick Dodge, who's really cool. He lives in the Oregon area, and he lives on the land. It's pretty cool to see his stuff. There's a video about the Pentagon's plans for drone programs through 2038. I might play a clip from that in a bit. 11-minute video showing you everything you need to know about Fukushima. All sorts of good stuff. So check it out when you get a chance. It really is a great resource of information. Let's go to the phone lines and talk with Adrian. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going, though?
Same stuff, different night, man. What's up with you?
Well, I heard you talking about the global warming, and it's got me thinking. A great show as always. You know, I'm always it's always a pleasure to call in if I can, but One thing that gets me about it, that it is funny that they don't mention that, you know, this isn't global warming, and it's, you know, here in Kansas, it was cold. It was below zero, and, the whole deal. And it's like, it's obvious they just need to be honest and say that we can, manipulate the weather and all that. It's just a big hoax. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And it's pretty frustrating. It's the same thing, with the vaccines. They know it's a problem, but yet they sit on TV and they just keep saying that, it's safe, nothing happens when you take it,
Sure.
We need more honesty.
Well, part of it is that there comes a certain point where if they were to renege on everything that they have said and all the resources that went into it, I mean, it's just incomprehensible to do so for them. They can't go back on all the energy that was put into it. They can't claim that, we were wrong, we were misled or whatever, because that would completely deteriorate all of their credibility and all of their resources that they've gathered.
But it's going to happen anyway. The people see that they're saying one thing and it's not true, and if they would take some steps, maybe at least try to be honest with some things, it might help. It might turn things around at least a little bit. People would have some faith, but now, in the same thing, you mentioned the economy before, and I work out in the public, and it's the money's just not there. It's like everyone's having troubles, and it's like, and you listen to the news, and we've already recovered, and the recession's been over, and You know, it's just nonsense. And
when you say you work out in the public, what does that mean?
Well, I work at one of the department stores and all that. And, you know, it's just, you know, people just don't have the money. You know, we're kind of forced to mark everything, you know, get people to buy everything. You have to basically reduce the price down so they don't make as much profit, you know, doing it. But, you know, most people, they have no sense. You know, you have to buy the important things. You know, it's like, and, you know, it's just, but just overall, it's like this, you know, ever since this the Great Recession, like, started or never ended, it's like, you know, everything, it took a while for it to settle in, but, you know, times are rough for everybody. And it's like,
I can't remember the last time I've been to a department store, you know. I don't buy clothes. It's probably because I rather spend my money on food than clothes. I wear old clothes, big deal.
You know,
I'd rather go to the Salvation Army or whatever. Maybe Salvation Army's not the place to go, but the thrift shops.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it. It's like, you know, people just don't have the money to spend. You know, I have to spend, to even try to eat healthy. I'm trying to eat some, you know, a little bit of the organic stuff, but it's, you know, the actual food, this, you know, normal food is expensive. You know, it's like, and yeah. I don't know if this is by design. It seems like we have to spend so much more on just, I mean, if you eat crud, you're going to end up having to go to the doctor. And, you know, the thing with Obamacare, that's, you have to pay so much of it up front. It's like, you know.
Right. Well, don't let that discourage you. You can still eat fairly healthy for less money. You just can't eat out as often and so on and so forth. And you got to get involved with local farmers markets and that kind of thing. They're usually good deals, but you know, so stay with it. I'm on an extreme budget here, and we eat pretty good, you know, organic, that good as in organic. We buy raw milk, but you know what, you're right, it is more expensive. I'll admit it is more expensive, but we rather spend our money on that than the other stuff, you know, video games or whatever people usually spend with their discretionary income.
Well said.
So, all right, Adrian. Always good to hear from you, man. Have a great night. Stay warm. And we'll move on now to Joe in Indiana. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Good evening.
Or should I say, hey, Joe? Or would that be too cheesy?
You could say either, hey, Joe, hi, Joe. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure you've heard that one before.
You know, I love listening to your program in the evenings. Usually I'm getting the kids ready to go to bed, and I have I dial up the station and have it in different strategic spots so I could listen to it as everybody's getting ready to go. And over here, we're freezing. I mean, it has just been really bad. Today's the first day the roads got open. But,
What are your kids' ages, if I can ask? Are they young?
I've got five. My oldest is 18. She's a senior in high school. I have a junior who's 16. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 18, 16. Then my other son is a freshman. So I got three in high school. And then I've got an 11-year-old in sixth grade. And then my young son is 10 years old.
You got your hands full, man. They're all in the double digits there.
Yeah, it is something else. You were just talking with the other caller about foods and things. And there are, you know, you'd be surprised. There are ways to do it. And like you said, I mean, I'm outside of Chicago, about 60 miles. And I wanted to get out of the city. I'm originally from Chicago, but I live out in an area where farms are within 2 minutes of our house. And you can get friendly with these fellas, and there's all kinds of farmers markets. You can buy produce, and more of the farmers are starting to grow things non-GMO. In fact, there's farmers I know that battle it out with Monsanto. And they want to grow their heritage seeds. They don't want to use this GMO stuff.
But, what's dinner like with five kids at that age, too? I mean, do you guys eat dinner together and all that?
Oh, we do. I try to keep it traditional in the evenings. I try to make it home by 6, and my wife usually will have dinner. But it varies. I mean, I come from an Italian background, so I like, you know, things Italian. But we do have pasta.
Gotcha, yeah.
And then she's Irish, so she'll make her stews and soups and things like that. But, you know, we eat pretty good. And then we'll have chicken nights. Sometimes the kids want tacos every once in a while, but my wife makes homemade ones. And,
sure.
But we try to give a little variety, and it's, and it is, like I said, it is doable with a bunch of kids, and you can keep your budget within reason.
And what do the teenagers think of Dad listening to this crazy conspiracy radio at night?
It varies. You know, they'll say, "Oh, Dad, you know, this is, can you believe all this and this and that?" But you know, they do listen, and I get feedback from their instructors at school that they're very well versed in history. We do have really pretty lively discussions at the dinner table because they try to counteract. I send them to private school. And what they're getting in school and what we talk about, but what they do is they verify with some of the books that they get. So they know that I'm not really talking, you know, out of the thin air.
Well, they're being autodidacts, which is great quality. Joe, that's not why you called, so if you would hold, please. I'm sorry about that. We got to take a quick break, and we'll get your call when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we're taking your phone calls on anything you like. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And Joe, I was too curious about, you know, five kids being a new father with one of them, that I completely digressed us from, which you were probably calling about. So why don't you pick it up with what's on your mind?
Okay. I wanted to call in because today, you know, the last few days I've been taking off of work. The kids were on break, and then with the weather being the way it is, And my wife likes listening to Rush Limbaugh. And today he had a caller, which I...
And she's your wife, right? She is your wife.
This is my wife. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, my wife was listening. So she was, she listens to Rush, and then she listens to Fox.
And you guys are married, and she listens to Rush, and she watches Fox. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have our interesting discussion.
I don't know if that's crazier than the left-right paradigm, where you have one liberal married to a conservative. Or I think that's even crazier in a sense, because she's still stuck in a paradigm, and here you are all the way out in left field.
Well, you know, there's a word. I think, you know what, there's a word that they use in certain religions. It's called culpably ignorant, which means you pretty much know what's right, but you don't want to really know the truth, so that you don't have to be culpably responsible for acting on the truth.
Cognitive dissonance, yeah.
Yeah, like that. So, you know, it's odd, and I just, you know, because I figure, okay, you could listen to what you want to listen to, but, you know, give me a chance to listen to things that I do, and she's pretty good about it. But today there was a caller, this very interesting lady. She had talked about she had had MS, and she started talking about how where she lives, there's these, and she used the word chemtrails.
Oh, now, yes, I heard about this. I'm glad you called, because I didn't get to actually hear it on the radio. What happened?
I was holding my breath because I didn't know how he was going to react to it, because I know Sean Hannity would go ballistic, but Rush let the woman
start playing the Twilight Zone music, yeah.
Oh, exactly. So, but he let her talk, but she was a very reasonable woman. She talked about her, that she had listened to his show from the beginning, loves his program. So I'm figuring he's, realizing, I got to be careful here. But he did acknowledge it. He even made mention of, I know there's a problem with vaccinations and things like that. And he didn't diss her at all. He let her talk, and he kind of encouraged her and held her through the break, brought her back, and let her speak her piece. And, then they went to break again. And when he came back, he just tried to... I think he tried to just explain a little bit. He didn't want to get into any detail, because I think he knows. I mean, he's not a dumb person or an ignorant person, and I've been very impressed with him lately, because he's been pretty good about defending the Second Amendment and things like that, and talking about what's going on in the government. And I thought he left that question open and didn't diss that caller, but I thought I was blown away. I really was. I didn't expect that.
Now, I saw some comments from those who are your typical ditto heads, and they said, oh, he was just bringing her on to make fun of her and to
make
a joke out of what she had to say. But you didn't get that impression.
No, he didn't. I didn't get that impression at all. I thought he really was respectful to her, and he left. Because I understand, I'm sure you know this, too. Sometimes, depending on what, there's an entry level, I think, to this type of thing. I've been aware of this for many, many years, and I realize you can't drop a bomb on somebody, and tell them about certain things. You got to gently bring them in. I've had certain friends I went to graduate school, and we'd start talking about things, and I'd introduce certain books to them and let them read and let them ask me questions, and then they start reading and getting between the lines, and then they take off, and they become really interested. So, but with certain people, you can't just, I have a cousin who's very advanced in this sort of thing. He used to work in intelligence in the Marine Corps, so he sometimes is very impatient with people, and I keep telling him, you can't do that. You're going to scare people. You're going to just not bring them to your side.
Right.
So I think maybe Rush is like an entry point, and he knows. I mean, my gosh. This woman was describing it in details, and it was in detail. She was talking about the X's in the sky, and I see it here, too. I mean, we all do. I mean, I'll watch them. I go running in the morning sometimes. Well, not now, not with the weather, but I'll run with the dog in the morning. And it gets me so angry when they're out early in the morning, because I'm thinking, gosh, I hope those aluminum particles stay up there long enough so I can get my run in. So
oh, they'll be there the next day and get into your water and whatnot,
Yeah, I know. I know it. But
it's
anyway,
interesting that Rush Limbaugh kept her on and did. I'm going to have to find this clip. Do you think it's online somewhere?
It.
It's got to be.
Yeah, he does have an archive. I am so busy, I don't have time to go back and stuff. And you're really good. I like your show because you seem to monitor the waves, and I can pick up, you inform and disseminate a lot of information, so.
Find it with a quick search. Rush Limbaugh mocks callers warning about chemtrails. I have the call. I'm going to play the call.
Oh, great. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, I have the call, and I'm going to play it in its entirety because I'm curious to hear it. So I'm going to let you go, And okay. I'm going to play the call, and we'll listen to it, all right?
Great, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're
welcome. Glad you reminded me about it. All right, folks, here it is. Rush Limbaugh talks to a caller about chemtrails.
Rochester, New Hampshire. This is Sue. Sue, welcome to the program. Great to have you here. Hello.
Hello, Rush. It's great to speak with you. Thank you so much, Mr. Snurgly, for putting my call through. Rush, I've been spending a lot of time in prayer and concern and disbelief over, everybody's been in awe and concerned over the weather pattern and all of the deep freeze and,
yeah.
you know, record-breaking weather that we're having. And in Rochester, New Hampshire, I have been, witnessing, you know, the chemtrails, the chemical planes that fly above the, you know, in our, all in our airspace doing what's called chemtrails.
Chemtrails, yeah.
I've been doing a lot of research, and I've been reaching out to, Senator Kelly Ayotte, Senator Jean Shaheen, Congresswoman, Carol Shea Porter, trying to get answers for, you know, these hazardous blends of barium salt mixture that are altering our weather. It's very hard to believe. And
what are they what are they telling you?
Oh, they're Kelly Ayotte sent me a letter that, you know, looked like it was addressed to a no mind by telling me that it was contrails. And
you mean they're denying it?
Oh, she said they're contrails, you know, condensation, she explained. In
they're denying the chemtrails, they are denying
absolutely.
That they're putting chemicals and other stuff in these trails?
Absolutely.
And it's affected, they're denying that?
I had to go down after my third visit to Carol Shea Porter's office. I had to fill out, an authorization, supposedly, well, under the Privacy Act, I had to authorize her to inquire on my behalf to the United States Air Force, the Department of Defense,
yeah.
and the CIA. And
the CIA?
That's the departments I was told to put in this authorization.
The CIA can't do this domestically. Now, chemical trails.
Well, you know, it was actually written
Middle East,
in
is it one
United Nations under an agreement that we can do it unto our own country, just not unto others. They've
Are
been
you
doing
kidding
a
me?
Lot of behind the scene. Well, it's all part of this big secretive military. Programs that are supposedly to reverse the effects of global warming, they're manipulating.
Well, I'd say it's working
weather.
Quite well, if you ask me. I mean, if they're trying to stop global warming, they may have overdone it with the chemtrails. Do you ever think of that?
Oh, it's very disturbing because I never wanted to know this, and
how did you come across this?
I've been witnessing it in New Hampshire.
Well, you've been witnessing.
All right, so I get the impression he's mocking her a little bit, but we'll continue to listen with an open mind when we come back, and we'll take your calls on this as well. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
What do you think? Rush Limbaugh being completely, patronizing? I think he might be. I think he also might have some information in the back of his head that makes him think that, well, maybe I can mock this, but really, at the same time, we know he knows it's true. I don't know. What's your take on that? We're going to play the rest of this clip of this caller calling in to talk to him about chemtrails in just a moment. But first, let's get through some phone calls and talk to Andy. Hello, Andy.
How are you doing? Let me keep this tape recorder. There you go. We're just looking for solutions how we can get transparency in the judicial branch of government back for the people. And I'm just an individual who has dyslexia documented and uses a tape recorder for quality assurance of taxation representation. And just by the nature of us as a group of people in society, we put the Supreme Court in a position to where they're reminded that they are subordinate to the grand jury and they work for we the people.
You got your tape recorder ready?
Yeah, I got it on right now.
Okay.
And
cool. It's on right now? Are you sure is it recording or what?
Yeah, it's queued up.
Do you have...
I just use it for my private notes, my use in special ed as a kid. And it tears down the corporate veil to where attorneys can't represent us because it operates outside the scope of attorney's realm as someone who represents the third party and not the first party.
What kind of tape recorder is it?
It's a little Panasonic. I use from special ed at San Rafael High.
Nice. Cool.
And like I said, I'm just looking for solutions. And when we go
that's ultimately what this show's about, man. It's all about solutions.
I got three daughters, and I want to be in a position where they can question the authority of the serving government to we the people without being denied services, threatened with arrest or arrest. And my brother's a doctor, and I'm trying to encourage him to come down here. He's got, unfortunately, a pain management clinic up in Eugene. But I come from a family of three generations of Stanford grads. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for getting them to come down here and maybe open up a clinic in West Point here and do an excise tax for ourselves and open up a little HMO and start fixing government from the bottom up and not sending their money to Washington and keeping it local and sending an example over to the country.
Yeah, what about the sheriff's office? Are you fond of...
Well, the last sheriff, he did come up and shake my hand, and he apologized to me and told me that he was... He upheld laws he didn't want upheld. The new one, Gary, here, we still have an issue. We took our case to the district court in San Francisco in respect to hate crimes. The best they could do is change the rules of court in 2008. At least no longer can a agent wearing a black robe or a, what do you want to call them, an acting alien agent for the statutory de facto corporation act under Colorado. We just call them public pretenders. Get in a position where they can't make a legal decision from the bench anymore as far as your disability. Now they have someone called an ADA coordinator. But still we have a protecting mechanism with the media where they have to fill out a form to go into public buildings and people with specific learning disabilities, which puts you in a position where you can show and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the First Amendment is not part of your life. And if you don't have the First Amendment, you don't have any amendments. And... like I say, I'm looking for solutions how we can get my children in a position where they can go to board meetings and we can all talk as a group in society on how we can tax ourselves and have a progressive society with growth instead of death in a debt-based society.
Taxing ourselves. Are you fond of taxation?
I'm fond of taxation representation. If you have a government where you can't even question the authority of the government you're paying taxes to, that's a totalitarian feudalist society and you don't know where your money's going.
What about representation without taxation?
That's not good because you will have an instruction that's necessary for the meek and the innocent for offering us as a people a hand up, not a hand out.
The meek and innocent. Don't you think people will provide charity on their own without having to have the point of the gun at their heads?
It's voluntary taxes. They're voluntary.
It's not a tax.
Well, excise taxes and capital gains taxes are perfectly legal, but these taxes we put in place to pay for a war over 200 years ago are illegal.
Wait a second. I mean, okay, forget legality. Legality is of no concern here. We're talking about the ethical backing of taxation. I mean, are you really a person that believes we should be taxed at all?
Well, I believe you should have a infrastructure that provides... assistance for people that can't help themselves. That's what separates us from being...
That's called charity. Why should I have to have
That's
a gun pointed at me and forced to give my income or
not
my hard-earned dollars, not dollars, my hard-earned real money, to those who are needy? I would choose to do so regardless.
Why should I have
to do so at the point of a gun and being threatened to be put in the cage if I don't comply?
Exactly. And that's where it should be voluntary, where you run your county government center, not as a government center, but as a community center,
then,
which
then
is open 24-7.
Huh? It's not a tax. Then it's charity.
It's not. It's what it is.
You're not a fan of taxation. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm a fan of us raising ourselves above a race of people which base their beliefs off of just food, sexual intercourse, and what do I get out of it, and that's just the way it is. We're a nation of people which are different than another nation. We base our belief off of compassion, country, communication, and compromise. I'm willing to compromise for a government which is not serving the people and operating under Title III, Section 2, which is treason, because we all have children here, and violence doesn't do anything for anybody, but we do have a way to get discovery back in the hands of the people, and I do ultimately want to eventually be the events of the host of America's Most Funniest Courtrooms on Friday night. Because that's what you do.
I would love to watch that. That would be great.
And what America's you do is it's accountability funny. To where you and I are equal. It's just ifs for all, not just us. It's ifs. And then we after we can get discovery back in the hands of the people, and I can walk in with any courtroom in this country with a Sony and offer one to my opponent who and file a claim for the people and not accept charges. Those come from corporations or Macy's or JCPenney's. Mm-hmm. Move forward for the people to where there was injury to people or property. Otherwise, leave me alone.
Why a tape recorder? Why not a video camera? I mean, we're in
because
the
I like
year 2014
here. My opponent put it in their hand, and if they're challenged by being ugly, they're not going to be challenged with that discretion.
Oh, it's okay. Just, so the recorder, the voice recorder is for those who are not too good looking.
There you go. And it's easier for
are,
you to pack
in. Are you a
good-looking
guy, or I guess you're not, because that's why you like...
I just go in four devices. It's easy. They're small. You offer one to your judge, one to the stenographer, one to the prosecuting attorney. You turn yours on, tell them to turn those on. And then when you walk out, you get your machines back, and then you get on with your business.
All right, well, cool. I'm going to look into those solutions. Email me. I'd like to learn more about this.
Well, I can't help you with that because I'm in a position to where I had to drop
Andy.
Everything.
Thanks, man. Take care. Let's talk to Kathy in Utah now. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. I was actually calling to talk about the chemtrails that you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get back to that. And after your call, I'm going to play a little bit more of Rush Limbaugh's caller there. But what do you make of all of that?
Well, okay, all I know about him, or what I think I know about him, was that he was a Republican puppet. He basically talked about things in behalf of the Republican Party, trying to make them and what they did seem valid. Is that correct?
That's about right. Before that, he was a sports star. He was put into several radio markets from Roger Ailes, the president and founder of Fox News. I don't know if he's the founder, but Roger Ailes has backed him heavily. And, yeah, as a result, he's got a huge platform. He's the number one talk show host throughout the country, and he basically shills for the establishment, correct?
Okay, and let me ask you, what was his take on 9/11?
Oh, I'm sure he was very much upset with those jihad, those radicals, and completely neglected the physics of the collapse of Building 7, the role of the Mossad, and everything else that we've pointed out to be the case.
Okay, and Glenn Beck, for instance, he called people who questioned 9/11 conspiracy nuts and stuff. Was Rush Limbaugh in that category? Is he?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, this is my take on Rush Limbaugh then, and this whole change. I think, are we going to break?
We are. Do you want to finish it up when we come back?
I will, yes.
All right, I want to hear Kathy's take on this, and I want to hear your take as well. 800-313-9443. Join us.
The Bob Justin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Joe brought up this call into Rush Limbaugh, nationally syndicated talk show, about chemtrails. And I wanted to get your take on this. And then we're going to go back to the call and listen to the rest of it and hear what happens. But we have a caller on the line. Kathy is with us, and she was about to give us her thesis on Rush Limbaugh. Kathy, please proceed.
Okay. So what I think is going on is we're having a really harsh winter, and they want to, it sounds to me like now they're going to say, oh, it would have been, it's because of our efforts to combat global warming that we're having this cold winter, and it's all this spraying, this aerial spraying, and you guys are going to have to pay carbon taxes and taxes so that we can continue to combat this global warming. It's a possibility, at least. I just don't trust the establishment, and I think Rush Limbaugh is part of the establishment.
So you think he's ushering in the idea that this is happening and that it's had a contrary effect?
Or that it's
very effective and that they're fine-tuning it and maybe they sprayed a little bit too much. I don't think that this spraying has anything to do with global warming. These chemtrails, in fact, it's interesting. I heard that there was an article, a very small article, here in the local paper. I believe it was in 2012 that indicated that they would be spraying. When there's no public outcry or opposition to it, then they can say, well, we warned you and nobody protested, so we are justified in doing what we're doing. But why do you think they spray?
You know, that's a good question. There's several reasons that have been suggested. One is weather manipulation. Another is having to do with HAARP and spying and nanoparticles in general.
And communication, because they can bounce waves more effectively mm-hmm. off of material if it's in the sky.
Yeah, so that's one thought out there. I don't know. The short answer is I don't know, Kathy. I kind of keep an open mind. Now, the fact is we know that there is spraying going on and that there are certain chemicals in these trails, aluminum, barium oxide, strontium. I don't think it's a flat-out plot to depopulate, although I think indirectly it's definitely going to have its toll on the population when we have ailments like Alzheimer's doubling, if not tripling, in our lifetimes here and others.
Autism, and then what about the skin? It's called MERP, isn't it? MERP.
Oh, you're talking about Morgellons.
No, okay, I've heard about the Morgellons, and I'm not talking about Morgellons. I'm talking about the infection that people will get on their skin. It spreads very rapidly. I think it's called, maybe it's MRSA. I'm not positive.
Oh, MRSA, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Short answer is I don't know. I'd love to get some more stuff.
I think it's weird that he's all of a sudden entertaining conversations on the topic.
Yeah, you think that he would completely dismiss it on the surface, even though I get the impression, Kathy, that he's mocking her a bit still.
Oh, it could be. It could be that he's just entertaining his audience at her expense.
Well, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You want to listen to a little bit more of it and see if we can figure out?
Oh, yes, I will. I'll be listening. I'll hang out and listen.
No worries. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Let's go ahead and continue listening to Rush Limbaugh. And next hour, we'll get your take on this. Do you think he's mocking the callers or not? Let's play some more, Mr. Producer, please.
They're in the sky constantly. I've been taking pictures and videos.
You're looking up in the sky,
yeah,
and you're seeing streaks of white.
Absolutely. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth all day long.
Sort of like a tic-tac-toe board, but not quite.
Well, they've made X's in our sky. We can see it coming straight, looks like from the ground up from north.
Why would they do this in a way that you could notice it?
Most people don't even notice. I talk to people, and they've never even heard it. And
well, they're not looking up like you are.
Exactly. And I've been doing everything. I think, you know, I've been praying about this for so long because I've been trying to not, you know, burden people with it because it is very burdensome. However, I want to wake people up so that they'll, you know, join me in demanding answers from our government. I mean, the week of the shutdown, those jets were above in our sky nonstop for days, you know, and it's extremely, not to mention all
really?
Of the health
now, wait
issues
a minute. Wait
that
a minute.
It causes.
You're telling me that during the shutdown?
They were doing those chemtrails were being done all during the shutdown.
How can that be? The government was shut down.
Well. That's a good question. I was down.
Did you ask Senator Ayotte's office about that?
Senator Ayotte won't even answer me. She.
That must be you're on to them then.
Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately. I will give praise. Carol Shea Porter's, and she's a Democrat, and she's the only one that's even given.
So the Democrat has confirmed the chemtrails.
They haven't said anything about confirming or denying, but they made me sign this waiver, this Privacy Act authorization for her to further investigate, because I, you know, using my health issues, I was diagnosed 9 years ago with multiple sclerosis. I've been trying to, you know, find out how I could get this disease, and, you know, it's not in my family history. And
so it's the chemtrails, you think. Something's gone wrong.
Well, the research that I've done, there's proof that it causes Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis. People suffer with severe headaches. And
people may not know this.
Right.
So that the chemtrails can cause all of these things. And autism.
You're right.
It's not just vaccines that have gone wrong.
You're right. And I'm so glad that I got through, because, you know, I've been a listener of yours forever and ever. And to be able to get through today, where this week I've been getting back on fire with, you know, making phone calls and posting pictures and videos and just trying to really wake people up. And I just don't think it's accidental that I got through on your line today.
It was meant to happen.
I actually sent you a letter this summer.
It was meant to happen.
I believe it was meant to happen.
Well, so I hope you keep working on Senator Ayotte.
Yeah, she doesn't. I think she listens to very, very, very select.
You know, Republicans, they don't believe half of what the Democrats could be doing to people.
Well, and you know what? Jean Shaheen's representative was supposed to be having their environmental person call me, and I have not heard a word. I got extremely emotional because, you know, when I tell them, not just for the love of my country.
Well, I don't know. I've got to go here because of time. I don't mean to be rude, but they may be trying to call you and you know, the NSA, the CIA.
Anyways, he's definitely mocking her. I don't know. That's my take on it. Next hour, we're going to get as many phone calls on this as we can possibly fit in. Bob's on the line. Frank's on the line. Jeez. Werner and Janet, hold tight, folks, because I want to talk to all of you. Is that Frank from West Virginia, Mr. Producer? Bring him on for just a second. Can we bring him on? And we'll hold all the callers on. But Frank, you idolize this guy Rush Limbaugh, don't you? Frankie,
unmuted, Bob. Bob, there you are. I'm muted. Yeah, I do.
You idolize this guy Rush Limbaugh, don't you?
He is mocking that woman. He's mocking her.
He's
mocks
her,
all
yeah.
You 9/11 truthers. He doesn't know about nanothermite. He doesn't know about
Mike. Well, he might be mocking us, but I think the joke is on you.
Building 7, he knows the damage that was done by all the equipment.
All right, bring Frank back down. We'll get some of his Rush Limbaugh-loving rhetoric when we come back next hour, as well as your calls. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll talk to Bob, Werner, Janet, and Frank in this Rush Limbaugh-loving rhetoric when we come back with hour number 3.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial